Chicago mob attacks ICE agents with rocks, vehicles, heavy fireworks. By Warner Todd Houston on October 24, 2025. A large group of pro-migrant rioters attacked a contingent of ICE officers on Thursday by boxing them in with a truck, firing heavy-duty fireworks at them, and throwing rocks, according to reports. But the Department of Homeland Security warned that the increasingly violent tactics by protesters in Chicago won't deter them from upholding the law. The incident reportedly occurred in the Little Village neighborhood at the intersection of 27th and Whipple, according to a report. Video shows the mob milling around the ICE agents and their vehicles and screaming threats at them. When officers attempted to move their vehicles, their path was blocked by a large truck, and then the rioters began upping the violence. Breaking, Chicago, IL, earlier today, our partner Alejandro was on the ground in Little Village near the intersection of 27th and Whipple. Awareness of ICE activity prompted the rapid response networks to mobilize to the scene, and at some point, ICE deployed at least five. pic.twitter.com/bpqqvfcsjn. Christopher Sweat, at Sweat M, October 23, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security also addressed the attack in a post on X. DHS promised that law and order will triumph in Chicago. Yesterday, Border Patrol agents conducted enforcement operations near 27th and Whipple Avenue. A large crowd of 75 to 100 rioters surrounded law enforcement who set up a perimeter after agents were boxed in by a large box truck. Rioters then shot at agents with commercial artillery shell fireworks, the department wrote Friday. Watch, Democrats threaten to go after ICE agents if they take back power. A Border Patrol transport van carrying illegal aliens attempting to get to the safety of the perimeter was then attacked. Border Patrol agents were able to secure the van and get it into the perimeter. The mob of rioters grew more hostile and violent, advancing toward agents and began throwing rocks and other objects at agents, including one that struck Chief Greg Bovina in the head, the post continued. Border Patrol agents repeated multiple warnings to back up and that chemical agents would be deployed if warnings were ignored. Riot control measures were deployed, including by Chief Bovina, and arrests were made. Agents properly used their training. The use of chemical munitions was conducted in full accordance with CBP policy and was necessary to ensure the safety of both law enforcement and the public. Law and order will triumph in Chicago. Yesterday, Border Patrol agents conducted enforcement operations near 27th and Whipple Avenue. A large crowd of 75 to 100 rioters surrounded law enforcement who set up a perimeter after agents were boxed in by a large box truck. Rioters then. Homeland Security, at DHSCOV, October 24, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.